Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning,
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Your Half Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening, and we're with you live, and we're going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and we've got a great show planned for you this evening. I want to just go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our programming. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. Now as we get into the word for your people, we pray that you would give them the insight and let them be objective in receiving the word. In Christ's name, I pray and thank you, amen. All right, we're going to start our program off tonight with having a young lady with the permission of her grandparents. Her name is Jada. We've got two of them. We have Jada, and we also have Jasmine. They're going to be singing, starting out with a song. They're gonna come and tell you what they're going to sing, and then they're going to sing the song. So we do have the permission of their grandparents to allow them to sing, and they're going to enlighten our hearts with a nice spiritual song this evening. So we're going to welcome Jada and Jasmine, and they're going to be singing for us, Jesus Made Me. Okay, so we're going to ask that you stand by and encourage them, and thank you so much. So here's Jada and Jasmine.
Thank you, Lord, for making me eyes and ears, hands and feet, lips to sing, and mouth to sing, ears to hear, and a heart that speaks like this. A-rum-bum-bum, 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 and a heart that speaks for me. Thank you, Lord, for making me eyes and ears, hands and feet, lips to sing, and a nose to smell, and a heart that beats for me. A-rum-bum-bum, 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 and a heart that beats for me.
All right. Amen. Thank you, ladies, so very much. Jada, let's start with you. Let me just ask you, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
You're in fourth grade. And Jasmine, what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. Thank you. A fourth and fifth grader that did a very good job in singing a song for us on your half-hour inspirational program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you, ladies, so very much. Thank you all so very much for being on the show, and we hope that you all will come back soon. All right, tonight we've been talking about a series on the relationship with God, having that unique relationship with God. And so tonight we're going to talk about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we find that verse in Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell therein. So, you know, when you think about it, all of this came from somewhere. We all came from somewhere. There's an origin and there's an end. And in Psalms 24, it tells us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That means all the people that belongs to, that are in the world, they belong to God. That's what it is. The world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All the people that are here, they belong to the Lord. And so when we look at it from that perspective, no one has a monopoly on this planet. Everything belongs to him. Everything. So that's what we're looking at. So when you think about it, I want you to think for a minute and pause on that thought. All right, now that you've had an opportunity to pause on that, I want you to just think. No one has a monopoly. I see a couple of things here. The earth is the Lord's. Psalms 24, David talks about this. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell therein. That means everybody belongs to God. No one has a monopoly over or on God's planet except God. It's all God. Everything that happens on this planet, everything that's out here, God created the world. He created it all. And God chooses to do exactly what he wants to do in his own time. Unfortunately, we're living in such perilous times. Here just on yesterday, and the world now knows that we have what appears to be an innocent civilian plane that was taken down, just shot by a surface-to-air missile, just taken down. You know, according to reports, there were 33,000 seats in the air. And this is a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And don't think for a moment that God is not aware of everything that's going on this planet. And if you look at the things, how they're starting to happen in rapid succession, you know, we've got problems over there in Gaza. We've got problems around the world. We have problems within our own within our own cities, within our own countries, everywhere on the earth now, because of the such times that we're living in. We are looking at some very difficult times, some perilous times, and God recognizes, he knows everything that's going on. But God is, everything has to be fulfilled according to Scripture. Everything has to be fulfilled according to prophecy. And then the end comes. But the question becomes, will you be ready when the end comes? And let me tell you, a lot of people are looking at life and saying, well, you know what? I'm going to get my life right before the end comes. But see, the thing about it is, there's not going to be, it can be that when a person dies, that is the end. That's the end for them, you know, until the resurrection, until the judgment. And then it's a matter of eternity, or a matter of otherwise, eternal damnation. It's the end for that person when they cease to breathe anymore, when they cease to exist. That's the end. And so the question becomes, when your final sunset comes, when you've had your last breath on this earth, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what's going on, you want to know that when you open up, when it's that judgment comes, you know, when it's the resurrection time, you will want to hope that you were ready, that you made your election sure with your Creator, with the God who monopolizes this planet, the only person, the only supreme being that has monopoly over this planet. You have best hope that you got it right with him. Because if you didn't, I mean, you know, because there's going to come a time when he says, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And then he's going to also say in the next breath, he that is filthy, let him be remain filthy still. And when those words are uttered by, it's going to be the same impact that it was when God spoke the words, let there be light, and there was light. So when God sends that word out, there is nothing more powerful than the word of God. There is nothing more sure or certain than the word of God. There is nothing more absolute than the word of God. Man cannot give you life. Only God can give you life. And see, you say, well, you know, a woman has a baby. But God puts all of this, he breathed breath, his breath, into his creation. And that's when man becomes a living being. That's what God does. So when God, you know, when people die, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I'm telling you, you think that you've seen some beauty on this earth? I don't even think that we can, the Bible even tells us that we don't even have a clue of how gorgeous heaven is. But I tell you what, I want to make heaven my ultimate home. I certainly do. And I trust that that's what you want for your life as well, to make heaven your ultimate home. Let me tell you, to be able to live throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity with God, the creator of the universe, the creator of it all, you can't get anything better than that. You just really can't. And I say, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it to make the sacrifice to do things God's way according to the lifespan that we have on this earth. Why wouldn't you, you know, when you drive off the car, and you've heard me say this before, when you get in a car, let's say you go buy a new car, you are counting on that car to operate according to what the manufacturer who built the car says it's able to do. Well, you're hoping not to get into one of these expensive cars, and then it turns out to be a lemon. You know, they got lemon laws to protect us with these vehicles that have defects to them. But let me tell you something. God gives us, he says, 70. That's about 70 years. But if we get anything beyond that, a day beyond that, it's a bonus. But see now, you know, there is no guarantee that you'll make it to even 70. There's no guarantee. And I'm just telling you, when you hear the word of the Lord, you need to hearken unto the voice of God, that if you get an opportunity at an appeal for you to seek God, you need to take that appeal and say, God, I accept you as my personal Savior. I accept you as my personal Savior, Jesus Christ, and I want to be able to live my life to the fullness according to your word. And if you utter that prayer, that you accept God as your personal Savior, and then you find yourself into a Bible teaching and preaching church, a Bible teaching with emphasis church that teaches you about the love of God and what God wants for you, his purpose for your life, I believe that when you pray that prayer and you ask him to guide you, to lead you, and to direct you, God will do just that through his Holy Spirit. And I tell you that when your day comes, that sunset, your loved ones that know that you lived your life for God, for Christ, when they know that you've lived your life, your loved ones can rest assured that they will see you again if they live their lives according to God's word. And let me tell you something. You know, for the short span of time that we live on this earth and compared to the Bible characters that lived for 600, 700, 800, 900 years, I mean, 70-plus years is nothing in comparison to these people. But then there's a greater time coming to be able to live for an eternity that you never die. You never die. That's got to be in itself the most remarkable thing out here. Just to know that, you know what, if I live my life and I have that relationship with God and I'm just doing what he has commissioned me to do, if I'm just doing these things, just doing this here, then you know what? And I've got that relationship with him, and I can see where he will allow me to make, you know, to live in such a way that he can be so proud of me And at the end, he can say, my good and faithful servant, well done. And those are the words that I would love to be able to hear. And I trust that those are the words that you want to hear. You know, when we talk about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, everything, all of it is his. You know, so even the tragedies are going on around us. We're men's hearts. There's going to come a time when men's hearts will fail them. You know, let me tell you, instead of putting it in man, put your trust in God and believe in his word. You want to get some peace of mind within your mind, then start studying the word of God and start putting your faith in him and start realizing that, you know what, the only one that can give us, you know, more than what we have is God. The only one that can give us life is God. The only one that can preserve life is God. You know, we look at this tragedy that just happened with Flight 17, Malaysia Airlines, and you think those people had no clue that this was going to happen, that that would be their final day. They had absolutely no clue that they were going to get up that morning and not see the sunset. They had no clue. And, you know, people are just riding on a plane and hearing the pilot utter his words of, we're going to be climbing to an altitude of 33,000 feet. And then he speaks about the weather condition. All of these things, as he begins to speak about the weather condition and welcoming the people aboard that airliner. And, you know, out of nowhere, seems no warning at all. A missile comes and just, you know, and annihilates them. Out of nowhere, just, you know, someone may have gotten up from their seat at some point in time because they're up high enough that the seatbelt sign had been turned off. And not that it would have made a difference had they had their seatbelts on, because many people were found, bodies were found, still in their seatbelts. And somebody might have just been walking, just ordinarily, going to the bathroom. The flight attendants doing their jobs, the pilots doing their jobs. It's almost like we can't even begin to imagine, because they had no, it seemed, there was no warning. And so people going about their regular business. And then, you know, maybe somebody at the split second saw, hey, it looks like a missile coming right at us. And there's nothing no one could do to even prepare. Well, you know, that's a tragedy. That's a devastation. I'm losing the words because I'm so touched by this. And you know what we need to do is just, you know, we need to pray for those families who've lost their loved ones. And my prayer is that the people had an opportunity to have had it right with God. And, you know, those who are responsible, we trust that we know God's judgment will come upon them. And, you know, I want you to just say to the listening audience that's listening tonight that no matter who you are, no matter what your title is, God loves you, and he gives all of us enough warning time right now. He gives us that because he's saying to us, I need you to get ready because I'm coming. Get ready because I'm coming. And you can bank on that. I'm coming. I'm coming back. But I'm not coming to this earth. I'm coming to receive those who have been waiting for me. Those who have gone on to sleep. I'm coming back for them. And those who have died in me. This is what Christ is telling us. That he's coming back for that believed in him. A people who had hope, a people that gave it all to God. They're coming back. He's coming back for them. And he's coming back to let them know that we are coming here, and as a result of coming back, he's going to bring his people home. Let me tell you, that's going to be the most fantastic time that man has experienced, because, you know, I'm hoping that we are, and I'm hoping to be in that number. I trust and hope and pray that that is your dream. I hope and pray that that is your vision, that that's what you want. But, you know, you might say, well, everybody else is doing this, everybody else is doing that, the world is out of control. Well, let me tell you something, because we as man, humanity, we're operating things. But God, in God's kingdom, there is no disorder. He got rid of the disorder that was there by when he kicked Lucifer out of heaven, and then he ended up down here. But let me tell you something. This time, it will be completely cleansed. You see? And I'm telling you, you know, God is so good. God is so good that he realizes, I believe, that, you know, if we were able to live 100 and 150 and 200, that we would not be able to. We would not be able to perhaps make it into the kingdom to do what's right. But because he's so good and he loves us so much and he cares for us, he shortened the lifespan just so that it gives us, I think, a better chance. That's what he's doing for us. And I believe that he wants that for all of us, all of our lives. And so that should be your prayer, to say, well, God, I want to be able to live for you. I want to be able to get my life in order. I want to be able to have a wonderful life with you. And it starts with the relationship. It starts with the relationship. You know, and that's where it starts at. And if you want that strength, what you're going to have to do is get into the Word of God with him. And getting into the Word of God with him, you're going to have to start studying his Word. This is where your strength will come. This is where the things that you're going to need will come, by getting into the Word of God with him and showing that, you know what, God, I trust you, and showing that, God, I want to be with you. God, I believe in you. I have faith in you. I have faith in you because I want you to think on that scripture tonight. Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. This is a powerful scripture, a very powerful scripture. And I'm telling you, what you need to do is you need to think on that. You really need to think on that. How powerful it is. And you give it all to God. God, to God be the glory. God, you know what? I just need you to intervene into my life. That's what you want to tell. If you find that your life is just not where you would hope it to be, ask God to intervene into your life. Ask God to help you to be the person that he would have you to be. Ask God to do something for you that you can't do for yourself. And I can assure you that God will never falter and God will never fail. God will give you exactly what you're asking him for. And the one thing that God will not do, God will not impose his will on anyone. God doesn't do that. He gives us free rein. He gives us free choice. And so whether you want to serve him or not, you have that choice. You have that choice. You know, you can live all of your life and you don't even have to believe in him if you don't want to. That's your choice. That's your free will. He didn't make us to be robots. He didn't. He gave us free will, free choice. You can't ask for anything better than that. And so when I look at life, I say, God, you know what? I am so thankful to you. I really am. I'm thankful to you that you created me in such a way that you made me to be the person that you helped me to reform. If you know that there are some things that you need to work on in your life, give it to God. Ask God to help you. Ask God to recreate you. Ask God to do for you what you can't do for yourself. And believe in God. Trust in God. Have faith in God. You know, and put it all out there in him. And when you go through your moments of struggle, when you go through your moments of temptation, put that thing back to God and say, God, listen, I can't do this by myself. I cannot do it without you. Please, God, help me. Help me to be that person that you would have me to be. Help me to be able to do the things right that are pleasing in your sight. Help me to be the man or the woman that you would have me to be. These are the things that you need to ask God for. Ask for his strength. That's what you want to be able to do. Ask God to give you the strength. You know, not his strength, but the strength that he will give you strength. Ask him for that. Ask him. God will come in. He will intervene. And he will give you the power that you will need to be able to endure whatever it is that you're having to go through. Whatever he said in his word, that he would not put more on you than you can bear. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation is, the God of heaven, there is nothing too hard for him. It isn't. There is nothing too hard for God. And I can assure you that he will take care of you. I can assure you he will deliver you. I can assure you he will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. And when you give it to God, I want you to leave it there. And I want you to, the strength comes in getting, picking up his word and studying his word day in and day out for power, for strength. And that's where it's going to come from. Day in and day out. That's where it's going to come from. Listening to God. And when you do, God is going to help you. God is going to give you what you need. I can assure you of that. And let me tell you something. Once you get it right with God, you've gotten it right. Once you get it right with God, you know, sometimes we're doing things and we think that we have it right with God, and we know that some things we're doing wrong. I'll tell you, that's not God's way. You know, it's interesting because we all know when we're doing wrong. We really do. Even little kids, there are times when they know they're doing wrong, but they go ahead and they do it. And sometimes the question becomes asked, why did you do that? And then they might say, I don't know. You know, it's like something gets into you. And if you continue with a behavior for so long and you continue with that, let me tell you, you'll start to pop yourself why you do it. And it will start to just, that behavior almost becomes a part of you. You would just start to do it and start to make excuses for doing it because it becomes so natural then. It just does. It becomes really natural. And so that's the thing. When you have it like that, that's what you're about. You get caught into that behavior. If you get caught up into that nature, then chances are you're getting caught up into a world that's contrary to God. And even though you're saying that, you know what, I'm following God's program, when you can't be following God's program if you're consistently doing it wrong and you know that you're doing it wrong. You're not following God's program. You're following some other kind of program, but it's not God's program. If you're struggling with something, then you need to give that thing to God. Ask him for the strength to help you overcome your struggle. And I believe with all my heart that God will give you the strength to overcome that. We're out of time now. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And if it has, please, I encourage you, pick up the phone, call somebody, let them know the blessings that God has in store for them and how much he loves them. Join us next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, you are welcome to also join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's all about relationships. That's Tuesday show is about relationships, humanity. Friday show is about your relationship with God, and all of it is God. And remember, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Until next Tuesday, or until next Friday, same time, back here for your half-hour inspiration program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God.